Now that was exhilarating. Oh, wow. Not to mention exhausting. But now I get why Knights go into the dragon killing business. What a thrill. I'm not sure I need any more dragons in my life, but I may have to take up fencing. I wonder if it's any different without the enchanted weapons. Alright, enough stalling. Time to face my final test. I hope I'm up for it. Okay, now to find the bedchamber and face my fate. Where is his bedchamber? It must be around here somewhere. Man, I sure hope that sorceress specialized in turn myself into dragon spells and not hide your true love's bedchamber spells. He is my true love. He is, I know it, and my love for him is true. I hope. How could it not be? He's loyal and true-hearted. He's brave. He's compassionate and gentle. He's so handsome. And I felt this way before I knew he was a prince. When we met, I took him for a common woodsman. I mean, he lived in a dingy little cottage in the woods and everything. And he didn't know I was a princess either. I came home that very night and told my father right to his face that I was gonna marry for love, that I was gonna find the right man, not some politically convenient prince, someone they picked out for me on the day I was born. And after all, this is the 14th century. Oh, sorry. You startled me, is all. Sorry. Why, you fairies just pop out of nowhere, don't you? Well, hello again. Thanks for the enchanted weapons. I mean it, they were a lifesaver. Here's your shield back. I'm afraid the sword kind of ended up stuck in the dragon's heart. Oh, well, that's okay then. Glad it worked out. Hey, listen, not that I'm not completely grateful for the help, but just some feedback for next time. As long as you're enchanting the weapons, maybe add a spell to make them lighter. I mean, they didn't feel that heavy when I just had to carry them, but when life and death depended on swinging them as hard as I could. I'm telling you, I'm sore in places I didn't know I had. What? So the enchantment makes them heavier. Well then, no wonder. Maybe next time, try an enchanted crossbow or something? Really? Well, I suppose you know your business. Speaking of which, right now, this princess is in the smooching business. So if you could please point me to... Ah, I see. No wonder I couldn't find it. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Again, not that I'm not completely grateful, but... And some prince under a sleeping curse, triumphant princess arriving to wake him up. Intimate moment and all, you know? A little privacy, please. This is True Love's Kiss, not a juggling act in town square. Make with the wings, get into the flying away business. And thanks again, couldn't have done it without you. Okay. Oh. Okay. My love is true. My love is true. One true love's kiss coming right up. Oh boy. Okay, Here we go. Oh my. Oh my love. How you take my breath away. Has there ever been anything so beautiful? Your face is so peaceful. I can see all your kindness and warmth. I can see your good humor, the joy you find in things, even little things. Remember that time with the dandelions? And yet, I can see your bravery. I see the unbreakable steel behind the softness. Even this terrible curse couldn't break you. It can't change your kindness and joy. Your spirit has so much delight and so much power. How can my love ever measure up to you? How can I ever love you the way you deserve? I think back to that first day we spent together when I came across your cottage in the woods. How kind and good you were. I didn't have anything like that in my world. That's why I rode so far from the castle and found you. My father had just told me that I had been promised in marriage on the day I was born. Betrothed to some prince I have never met. So our parents could solve their political problems using us as their pawns. When I'm queen, I'll never use people that way. And you won't either when you're my king. That's why I feel so hard for you. That's why I kept riding back out to the woods to see you again and again. I couldn't stay away from you. I think you may be the first good man I've ever met. How ironic that the prince I was bound to turned out to be you. Beautiful, brave. Amazing you. Even your cottage in the woods, you were more royal than any of the fools and scoundrels in my father's court. And look at you now, a lord of beauty and glory, just waiting for a true love's kiss to set you free. And to think, you don't even know yet that I'm your princess. The fairies who raised you. You have a really interesting family, by the way. They told you on your birthday. On our birthday. The same day my parents told me that you were betrothed. That you had already been promised on the day you were born. To some princess. Just think of it. We met and fell in love. Both of us knowing we were already betrothed. And neither of us knowing it was to each other. I'm actually glad my father was so heartless about it when he told me. I was so upset. That's why I rode so far from the castle and found you. And I'm really glad the fairies cleared up who you really are. That you're not just my love, you're my prince. Because let me tell you, prince, I don't go around slaying evil sorceress dragons for just any guy I meet in the woods. But for you I could do anything. Here's hoping I can do a true love's kiss. You know something? I realize now what I'm really afraid of. I don't doubt my love for you. Not for a second. What I doubt is whether I'm worthy of you. Just look at you. How can I possibly deserve? But you know what else I'm realizing? That kind of love. That's how my parents love me. They love me if I deserve it. They love me if I'm good enough for them. They love me if I am what they think I should be. They love me if. But you don't love me that way. Your love doesn't know the word if. Your love doesn't measure me or evaluate me. Your love doesn't demand anything. Your love just wants me. You just love me. You just love the person I am. I don't have to worry about whether I'm good enough. I don't have to earn your love. Your love is true. Your love is true. And so is mine. Awaken, my love. Hi there, handsome. Welcome back to the waking world. Yes, it's me. Remember? You used to walk in the woods with me. Once upon a dream. Hello. Welcome back. Everybody has been waiting for you. I mean, of all the days to oversleep, you pick your wedding day. That's right, sleepyhead. Mm-hmm. I guess Princess What's-Her-Name is all out of luck. Don't feel bad for her. She's a princess. She's got a castle and servants and everything. She'll live. I'm the one who killed the sorceress. That's right. And it was my kiss that broke the spell. And every day of our life together, starting today, I'm gonna hold it over your head. Don't ever forget our anniversary, or leave your dirty clothes on the floor. I'll just say, maybe I should have left you asleep. I should have let you wait for your precious princess to save you. And then you'll have to remind me the reason I woke you up. Yeah, I think we're going to do just fine. Why should you marry a princess anyway? After all, this is the 14th century.